Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with some news from the Vander Haunted Trail in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Looking for something to do for Valentine's? Come out and get scared. We'll be doing a lights out blackout. Each group will receive one glow stick to go through the trail. It's just a one-day event on Friday the 13th of February, so bring your date and come out for some good fun and scary entertainment. Please share the fear. We'll be doing some drawings closer to the time for some free tickets to this event, so keep checking back on our website and Facebook page. For more information, go to www.vanderhauntedtrail.com. We have an update from Conuga in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Do you, your fan group, your business want to be in the Conuga Parade? Our parade is free for everyone. No entry fees. If you have a float or specialty vehicle that you want in the parade, please email info@conuga.com with a description of your float or specialty vehicle you want entered. All walking participants do not need to enter. They just need to show up to line up at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, February 28th, in the Choo Choo parking lot behind the security booth. If you want to watch the parade, it will be at 9 a.m. and go from the Choo Choo down 13th Street to the Convention Center. For more information on Conuga, happening February 27th through March 1st, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/con.nuga. We have this news from the West Coast Haunters Convention in Portland, Oregon. Are you looking for a unique way to enjoy your stay with us at the West Coast Haunters Convention? Get a 13th floor upgrade. For $150 plus your room reservation at the DoubleTree, get you a room on the 13th floor. You'll be visited by our maintenance man, Nix, and his crew of oddballs. You'll be right in the middle of the evening action, just down the hall from Bar 13 and our two lounge rooms. Rooms need to be reserved from May 15th to May 17th. Each room is decorated by our crew, and all decorations are yours to take. To learn more, go to www.hauntersconvention.com and look for the 13th floor. Get your room before they're all gone. If you need more information, you can email ed@hauntersconvention.com, and he'll be sure to give you all the details. We have a question from Kim's Crypt Haunted Attraction in Essex, Maryland. If Kim's Crypt opened for Easter weekend and did some death eggs, crazy bunny characters, and scared it up crypt style in Essex, Maryland, would you attend? If yes, please contact Kim at www.kimscrypt.com or their Facebook page and give them your opinion. We have this news from the Haunted Hell Nashville in Antioch, Tennessee. Hey Nashville, we would like to announce our great big present for you all. 'Tis the holidays after all. Haunted Hell will be opening on Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th of February for a special two-night only event. That's right, two nights of fear that will make for an experience like no other. Grab a date and hold them close because you will be able to choose your path. The chicken shit card, or opt for a full contact experience. Think you can escape the unholy undead? Choose wisely. For more information, visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/hauntedhellnashville. We have this update from Monster Mania in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Want to play a game? If you do, be sure to come to Monster Mania Con XXX the weekend of March 13th through the 15th in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, because Tobin Bell has just been added to the lineup of stars attending the show. Last year was the 10th anniversary of the film Saw that went on to become one of the most popular horror franchises in history. And now we're excited to announce that Tobin Bell, who played the iconic role of Jigsaw, otherwise known as John Kramer, the methodical mastermind of the various traps employed throughout the film series, will be there. Please join us in welcoming Tobin Bell back to Monster Mania Con. For more information, including an up-to-date guest list, visit monstermania.net. We have this news from the Haunted Plantation in Waipahu, Hawaii. Greetings, all you Haunted Plantation fans. Friday the 13th quickly approaches, and I would like to announce a production that's been in the talks for the past 4 years. I present to you 1706, a horror experience and interactive supernatural play like no other. A 6-night run in February, and only a few tickets will be sold per night. 18 plus only in age, and you must sign a waiver. Tickets can be purchased at www.1706.com, that's the numbers 170 and the word 6.com, or HawaiiHauntedPlantation.com for more information. We have this update to the Mad Mobster Party in Chicago. Mimi Craven will discuss her nightmares at Mad Mobster Chicago 2015. Mimi Craven from A Nightmare on Elm Street and Swamp Thing, among many others, joins them in Chicago February 13th through the 15th at the Mad Mobster True Crime and Horror Expo. She'll discuss what happened in the casting room of A Nightmare on Elm Street with Johnny Depp, exhibit behind-the-scenes photos from her personal collection, and share her stories and experiences firsthand. A Nightmare on Elm Street fans will not want to miss this. There are a limited number of discounted rooms at the Hilton Chicago Hotel, where the show's located, and the monsters party all weekend. So act fast if you want to save money with the Mad Mobster rate. Discount rooms and tickets are at madmobster.com. And for the latest updates, please like them on Facebook. We have a little international news from the Scare Kingdom Scream Park in Blackburn, United Kingdom. Save these dates in 2015, February 12th, 13th, and 14th. Our Valentine's horror experience, The Phantom Masquerade, hits as we transform Manor Mortis to tell a tale of scorn and supernatural before inviting our adult guests to explore our next reincarnation of the Psychomantium, which sees us deliver shock treatment. Weekends from May 16th to September 12th, inclusive. We're bringing back Horror Camp Live for another summer of screams with our 13-hour immersive overnight horror camping experiences with new characters, a new story, jam-packed with new scares, and new laughs. We're back for adults only on selected weekends all summer. To find out more or to book online, head to scarekingdom.com. We have more international news from the Scream School in Lancashire. Fancy scaring people half to death and getting paid for it? Then the UK's first independent public scare actor training school could be Fright Up Your Street. Launched by The Atmosphere Scare Entertainment in 2011, the UK's biggest independent scare entertainment production company, Scream School, is the country's first independent scare actor talent development and training program. Over 100 scare students have undertaken the course across Europe, with success stories gaining jobs with Pasaje del Terror, Carnesky's Ghost Train, the Blackpool Tower Dungeon, and Scare Kingdom Scream Park, to name a few. The next course kicks off on Saturday, March 14th at Scare Kingdom Scream Park in Lancashire, and spaces are limited. Scream School gives aspiring scare actors a comprehensive practical and theory-based introduction to this unique form of performance led by industry professionals. Students attending the intensive one-day training course are offered the chance to learn industry-standard skills about scare acting and instruction in the key requirements required for a successful scarer as scare performer. The Scream School course also includes an introduction to the scare entertainment industry, the principles of the psychology of fear, basic makeup techniques, and advice on which companies and attractions regularly seek to book scare actors for paid performing work. The actor training course is suitable for those with performance experience or newcomers, and all students will take part in a variety of interactive practical and theory-based workshops led by experienced professional mentors who've had many years of experience working in Scare Entertainment. Scare students who complete the course will receive a License to Chill certificate and appear on the school's Alumni Walk of Fame, Wall of Fame. Any student who completes the day course will also be fast-tracked through Atmosphere, Scare Entertainment's casting process, and may be offered work in one of the company's various Scare Entertainment projects run across the UK and overseas. For full details, visit screamschool.co.uk to book your place now for Saturday, March 14th. We have this news from Deceased Farm, haunted attraction in Lexington, South Carolina. We all know love hurts, but not quite like this. Introducing the first ever My Deceased Valentine. Open Valentine's Day, Friday the 13th through the 15th, 2015. Are you ready to get your heart ripped out this Valentine's Day? Check them out at facebook.com/deceasedfarm or deceasedfarm.com. We have this casting call from the Fear Factory in Salt Lake City, Utah. Love The Walking Dead? So do we. We're looking for volunteers that want to dress up as zombies and be shot at for Zombie Laser Tag with Battlefield Live at FanX, January 29th through the 31st. Volunteers can earn Comic-Con swag, free tickets, and other incentives. Send us a message if you're interested or would like more details. For all those details, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/FearFactorySLC. And finally, we have some news from the band Psychocharger. Download the new song and help the animals at the No Kill Animal Shelter in Los Angeles. Psychocharger has teamed up with the Los Angeles-based ultra-loud and heavy dark ambient noise outfit, the Black Goat Uprising, for a one-of-a-kind twangadelic jam tribute to Twin Peaks. The tune is locked, loaded, and fired straight to the center of your black heart. It's 6-minute, 19-second heavy-hitting intro jam that was recorded in Doomophonic. You can download it from iTunes, also available on all major music download sites. What's even better, by downloading this song, you'll be helping out the No Kill Los Angeles Animal Shelters, as a portion of the proceeds from this song will be donated to the NKLA so that no pet will ever have to die in a shelter again simply because they do not have a home. While trying not to sound like a commercial, your 99-cent download will make a difference. As an aside, we do have an interview with Jimmy Psycho of Psychocharger coming up next. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great interview set up with you tonight. If you listen to The Big Scary Show over the last few years, you've probably heard this guy, or at least you've heard their music on the show. One of my personal favorite bands, known the guy since at least 2002. The band Psychocharger out of New York City, great band. We play their music a lot. Jimmy Psycho has been on our Heavy Rebel shows at least once or twice. Big fans of the show. They talk about whenever they're on the road, they listen to the episodes.
as all of you should. But Jimmy has a couple of things going on in his life. He's made a move cross-country a couple of years ago, changed a little bit of his music, so I thought we'd give Jimmy Psycho a call and find out what's going on in his life these days. Jimmy, are you there?
I am indeed, and it's a pleasure to be back on the show with you, man.
Love having you here. You're out in L.A. now, right?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles out here.
What prompted the move from New York, where you were the scariest band in the city, to go 3,000 miles away out to Southern California? Don't say it was just the weather.
No, you know, it was just kind of like, I just felt like it was just time for a change, you know. New York will always be very near and dear to me, and I certainly don't want to sound like I'm talking down about New York, but, you know, the city itself just really kind of changed in the time that I was there. I was there for like 13, 14 years, and in that time, it just kind of made a lot of drastic changes, and I just kind of realized that, you know, a lot of things that I really loved about living there were quickly disappearing. And I go, it's time for a change. And so I always thought about the West Coast and came out here on a trial basis. And that was, 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And, that's how I ended up out here.
I'm assuming the number of venues that you can play while covered in blood and dripping gore and rolling yourselves in flour and milk and deep frying yourself on stage were probably getting less frequent in New York, too.
Well, ultimately, that was it. A lot of like the standard, you know, live music venues were closing down, and the new ones that were opening up were more of the, you know, the Williamsburg hipster rock, indie rock kind of thing, which we just really did not fall in with at all.
Oh no, that's scarier than just about anything. You guys were always known as, you know, scary horror type, you know, pioneers up there, I guess starting with the Psychonauts down in Miami. But when you moved out to L.A., I know Psychocharger is still out there in different form, but you kind of took a really weird 183-degree turn with this new thing, the Jimmy Psycho experiment, where it almost seems as you've gone all South Seas and Tiki on us.
Yeah, well, you know, that is true. You know, I kind of totally went the lounge music route. You know, I've always been a big fan of, like, lounge music and tiki music. I really appreciated the fun in it. And, just coming out here, I was kind of, like, you know, kind of a little more surrounded and kind of a little more detached from, you know, Psychocharger. And honestly, you know, the music that I listen to in my downtime, you know, Psychocharger is so heavy and concussive, and, like, a lot of the bands we listen to are very, you know, heavy and concussive. So in my downtime, I listen to really mellow music. You know, I'm just kind of chilling out at the house. I don't really crank too much. Well, every once in a while, I'll put on some good, you know, old school metal and stuff like that. But, a lot of it is very mellow. So I really have a fond appreciation for lounge music, and kind of figured there's a way to do scary sci-fi comic book punk rock lounge music. And that's how the Jimmy Psycho experiment was born.
It's that laid-back Southern California atmosphere, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. And a lot of great tiki bars out here, too, to throw in the hat there.
I can only imagine you buying stock in rum companies.
I'm actually now sponsored by a rum company. It's a company called Deadhead Rum. I think it's making its way out on the East Coast there, so keep an eye out for it. The bottle it comes in is like shaped like a shrunken head. It's amazing.
Oh, that is sweet. You'll have to we'll have to discuss some sampling of that at some point.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll share some recipes.
Yeah, there you go. Tell us a little bit more about is the Jimmy Psycho experiment just a one man thing? Is it the members of Psychocharger? Do you have different musicians? How does that all come out? It seems like you've got, you know, a small drum set and the vibes, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's great because it's both a three-man lineup and it's a one-man show also. If we play like the bigger venues, like clubs and stuff like that, usually it's a three-piece. It's myself on vibes and keyboards, and we have a conga player and we have an upright bass player who are also the West Coast version of Psychocharger. And then the one-man show is, like, smaller. Like, I do a lot of, like, art shows, car shows, you know, places where you can't really squeeze a big band in. I do, like, these one-man shows where it's me with some backing tracks playing the keyboards and vibe.
Oh, nice.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
It does. And we've played a couple of things. I believe we've played the Munsters theme on our show before, and that's just a great thing to parody, I guess, if that's a good word for it, if not paying tribute to. But is most of that music going to be original, or is it kind of taking off of other bands, you know, taking some classic rock band and turning it tiki?
Yeah, like right now I'm really into kind of just reworking, like, a lot of the old horror movie themes. Like the first CD that came out, Mad Monster Cocktail Party, was all like horror movie and horror themed songs. I just kind of reworked into like a lounge kind of way. The next one I got coming up is going to be the sci-fi companion to it, kind of doing the same thing with sci-fi movie, TV songs, that kind of thing.
So you kind of started with, say, the 30s or 40s and 50s Universal and Hammer films, and now you've kind of gone into the 50s sci-fi, I assume?
Yeah, it's going to be like everything from like you know, Star Trek, like a lot of those. I'm drawing a blank now because there was like a lot of great British, you know, like the Thunderbirds
movies. Oh gosh, yes, those are fun.
Yeah. So like I'm throwing some of that in there, and you know, a little David Bowie space oddie in a loungy kind of way. So it's going to really be a little more cross section of the genre, I should say.
When people who have seen you as Psycho Chargers see you perform this kind of stuff, what's their reaction?
Oh, well, it's pretty funny. It's a definite contrast, but I don't, you know, I stay true to the Psycho Charger thing. I never play a show straight. I'm always wearing some kind of costume when I'm playing, so I don't play my underwear covered in blood while playing lounge music, but there's always some kind of visual factor to go along with it.
Please tell me you have worn more than just a steak, because I have seen you wearing nothing more than a steak on stage before. Strategically
yes,
placed, of course.
Yeah, I have not done a lounge show wearing nothing but raw meat yet. But that's not to say it won't happen at some point, you know, but haven't done it yet.
Excellent. I understand you've become the house band at a monthly burlesque thing.
Yeah. I came out here and fell in with this burlesque company called the Devil's Playground, aptly titled Devil's Playground Burlesque Company, and they do a monthly show at a venue in Hollywood, and then they do like other shows. I've been done shows with them up in San Francisco, down in San Diego, and the Jimmy Psycho Experiment is kind of like the house band for them. So we have a monthly standing gig with the burlesque company where we play just, you know, lounge versions of stuff that is you know, kind of tied in with the theme of their show. And it's really great because the lounge music that we play is easily identifiable. So we do like a lounge version of the Ramones. You know, it's great to hear people sing along with it. So it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of going up to San Francisco, did you get a chance to go to Kirk Hammett's horror convention he had last year?
Oh, don't I wish. That's on the list of things to go check out, though, out here for sure.
Excellent. I'm hoping that comes back. I heard a lot of great things about it. As far as West Coast conventions, I believe you were at the first Scare LA. Do you have plans to go back to that, or do you work any of the others, the Monster Mania or some of the other horror shows that go out there? Do you frequent those?
Oh, I go to like a lot of the I've been to Scare LA. Actually, I played the Scare LA, and I played. There's a lot of great West Coast Tiki weekend events that I've been to. I've been to Monster Palooza. What's really great about living out here is that there's a lot of that stuff. There's something going on like almost every weekend where there's some kind of like a, you know, celebrity get together, autograph show, comic book show, you know, memorabilia show. It's always going on out here.
Which is ironic because a lot of people's perceptions of the West Coast is that there's just not a big haunt and horror scene out there. You know, you got a couple of conventions and things, but as far as haunted houses and spooky and scary, it just doesn't have that reputation. Hopefully you're doing a little bit to change that perception.
Working it over, yeah. I think because, I don't know, you're probably a little more in tune with this, but I kind of feel like maybe out here the the big theme parks have such a stronghold on that kind of industry out here. Like, you know, Universal, not Scary Farms, Disney's in on the act now with, like, you know, a month long of haunted, spooky
Absolutely.
Goodness. So I kind of think in that respect, it does kind of squeeze out, like, a lot of the, you know, more independent-minded, you know, haunt attractions. Just kind of, you know, pop up for, like, the month. You know, I imagine it's hard for them to kind of compete with the tourism that's, you know, with the tourism-driven way that, you know, Universal and Disney is.
Not Scary Farm had Elvira this year for
yeah,
a whole season
yeah,
of shows.
I mean,
how do you compete with that, right?
Yeah, that's just it, exactly.
I understand that, and that makes perfect sense too. So, have you ever been approached by a haunted house of coming out and maybe composing some music for them, or coming out and doing some work with them?
Yeah, actually, I got tapped to do that for 2015. So I'll definitely check in with you, let you know how that's all progressing.
Yeah, please send us news, and we'll certainly get that out there. One question before we wrap this up. I understand you were working with a possible movie, and you created a project called Black Goat Uprising. What is that all about?
Yes, what happened there was I got hit about composing a soundtrack score for a psychological horror thriller kind of movie, and so you know as with everything, I throw myself into it, and I came up with about an hour's worth of music, and at the end of it all, the film never got greenlit, never got made, so I was sitting on an hour's worth of music and kind of wondering what to do with it, and DW Friend, the drummer Psychocharger, he gave it a listen. He's like, dude, you should just put this out. It'll stand up on its own. Just put it out there. So, yeah, that's how the birth of the Black Goat Uprising came about. I just kind of said, I'm going to put this out and see what happens, so.
Yeah, the sample that you sent me, very, very dark, ambient, don't ever drink a lot and listen to this. That's the only warning I'll say. So I can see that being used in a lot of haunts.
Yeah, it's very different, very atmospheric. I mean, there's no verses, there's no choruses, you know. It's, very different than anything else I've ever done, but I'm very proud of kind of like putting it together. So, yeah, I'm
Excellent.
Just looking forward to getting it out there for people to hear.
Do you have any tour dates coming up? Is Psychocharger going to make like a West Coast swing, do Vegas or anything? Is the experiment going to be playing, you know, other than the burlesque shows? You got any big shows coming up in, say, February, March?
Let's see. Let me think. Well, you know, we historically speaking, we lay low over the holidays and just kind of put things together. So, yeah, there's dates that are filling in. I do know the experiment will be doing a Star Wars burlesque show. That's on January 23rd in Hollywood. And I got booked to play the Tiki Caliente event in May out in Palm Springs.
Oh, nice.
And then the Psychocharger shows are starting to kind of come in. We're just kind of trying to filter it out and see if we kind of connect the dots on a West Coast swing. So, yeah, I'll put all that stuff up on the site, so for sure.
Nice. Any new of the Psycho music from Psychocharger? It seems like every CD you have is something of the Psycho.
Yes, falling in line with the great tradition of Universal Studios, something of the Psycho. Yeah, you know, there is in fact something that we're looking to put together. Probably not this year because there's just so much that lies ahead right now for getting, you know, since Spawn just came out. So probably like early 2016, but you never know. We just might put out next week. Who knows? You never know with us, so.
That is true. You never know what you're going to get when you talk to a guy named Psycho. So for anybody interested in Psychocharger's music, the new CD, Spawn of the Psycho, maybe the Jimmy Psycho Experiment, learning more about the house band and where they can catch you in Hollywood and other places, and maybe even get a little information on Black Goat Uprising, plus everything Jimmy Psycho. Do you have a website, social media, Twitter, Facebook, things like that where people can contact you and get out more information?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty ridiculous. I was kind of like going through the list of social, the quote mandatory social media connections you need to have now. But seriously, if you just go to psychocharger.com, jimmypsycho.com, or theblackgoatuprising.com, all the social media links are there for you. So all the goodness, and you just relive the magic time and time again.
And that it is one of my favorite bands. Jimmy Psycho, I'd love to talk to you, my friend. It's always good to have you on. Hope you'll get back out to the East Coast, maybe catch a Heavy Rebel or two sometime in the next year or so. And anytime I get out to Vegas or any place, I'll certainly give you a call and we'll go have a drink and maybe check out this new rum endorsement that you've got going on.
Yes, sir, man. Let's make it happen. Anytime. I'm always down.
So once again, check out psychocharger.com, jimmypsycho.com, or theblackgoatuprising.com for all these, for lack of any other kind of word, psychotic music. So Jimmy Psycho with Psycho Charger, a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.